Is this thing on again? Okay, we have finished our unit on the National Parks Camp Interdependence. Logan and Greer, what are some things you're going to remember that you really enjoyed doing in our classes? You want to go first?
Sure. Probably the final project, because I grew friendships, and I got, because I didn't have that strong of a friendship with someone, but now I'm really close with them, so I will remember the final project.
Yeah, because you guys got to work on it together, right? And you worked well together, which can sometimes be difficult, but I'm glad you guys had success. Logan, what were some highlights, memories? We did lots of stuff in this unit.
I really liked the cabin activities because we got to work together as a team and just grow more closer during this unit.
Kind of like what Greer said.
Yeah.
And they were pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I remember the one we did yesterday.
More than the blanket one.
The blanket one. Mm-hmm. And, the nonverbal one where you did not get to talk.
Oh, that was really fun.
And you had to find a common thread, something that made all the group members.
And then we made the posters.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I like it. Happy Friday, and welcome back to our classroom podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. Mrs. Fergali here with two super great fourth grade students who are going to tell us all about the national park they've been researching. First, introduce yourself, super great fourth graders.
Hi, my name's Greer.
Hi, my name's Logan.
Logan and Greer, we are so excited to have you here to tell us all about your national park. So, girls, what national park have you been researching?
The Great Smoky Mountains.
Ooh, the Great Smoky Mountains. And that one is super special because we're in Georgia, and that's the national park that I think is closest to us, right?
We also have the Everglades.
Yep, but I think those take a little bit longer to get to.
Yeah.
So, yay, Great Smoky Mountains. Ooh. All right, let's get to learning. So, when and how were the Great Smoky Mountains founded?
It was founded by the Cherokee, who were looking for a place to live. It became a national park in 1934.
Awesome. Now, we know it's close to Georgia, but where exactly is your park located, Logan?
It is located in Tennessee in North Carolina.
Wonderful. All right. First, what kind of plants are found in your park?
There is tulips, American basswood, red maple, sweet gum, yellow buckeye, black birch, and that's it.
Perfect. What are some animals that are found at your park?
Well, groundhog, chipmunks, and some squirrels, and bat species, and white-tailed deer, and there's also black bear.
Ooh, black bear. Makes me nervous.
I want to name Timmy.
Timmy the black bear.
Timmy the black bear. All right. Leave him alone, and he'll leave you alone.
Yes.
Okay. Now, why is this park important to preserve?
It is important to preserve because the name comes from the blue smoke. That there are so many plants and animals that live in the forest, the park is important to preserve because lakes and everything is special and unique.
Wonderful. What are some of those natural features at your park?
The Great Smoky Mountain is the most visited national park. It is home to 20,000 species of plants and fungi and wildlife. And don't forget, of course, the mountains.
Oh, yeah, the mountains. Beautiful, beautiful Smoky Mountains.
Save the best for last.
For sure. All right, Logan. What is the weather and climate like at your park?
It is normally hot in summer and cold in the winter.
And there can also be heavy snowfall and heavy rain, and maybe even flooding.
So speaking of flooding, sounds like that's a problem that could happen at your park. And Greer, what are some other problems at your park?
Some problems are there can be heavy flooding and really high wind, acid rain, and pollution are problems too.
Okay. All right. We got to do some changing, don't we? Yeah. All right. Finally, how long would it take to get to your park from where we live in Georgia?
For car, it is about 3 hours and 5 minutes.
3 days to walk and 17 hours to bike.
Cool. Any interesting tourist information you guys want to share about your park?
There are 60 mammals, 200 bird varieties, 80 reptiles, Cherokee called the smoke, blue smoke because it looks blue. There were horseback riding, camping, fishing, and cross-country skiing.
Nice. Would you want to go horseback riding there?
Yes. I really don't like heights, but it's not that high off the ground. But
in Yellowstone, I went horseback riding, and it was really high up, and it was like skinny. So I was like, oh no.
But you have experience, so you know what you're getting into. Yeah. It's probably better, the Smoky Mountains. Would you be up for camping there, Logan?
Yeah, I would be up for camping there because I've gone camping with Greer, actually. Uh-huh. It was in second grade.
Yeah, we were in second grade, and we thought we heard a pig.
and my sister almost got us caught in quicksand.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Okay. Oh, my God. Not in the Smoky Mountains, though.
No.
Okay. All right.
Just
so,
camping somewhere.
Are there any other important details, facts, features, anything else you guys want us to know about your park?
Well, the people who fish can really sometimes attract the fish. Sometimes rocks include really old parts of rocks in them, which are some of the oldest rocks.
Are found at the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, to wrap it up, my friends, if you could come up with a slogan for your park, what would it be, girls?
Come visit the great Smoky Mountains and see the blue smoke, the spirits of the mountains.
That's really lovely. It makes me want to visit there. Thanks for having lunch and recording this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we hope to hear more later. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.